نفديك يا وطن بالروح بالدم نفديك يا وطن بالروح بالدم.
This was a familiar sound in the January protests that ousted Tunisia's strongman president Zine El Abidine Ben Ali. This sound of women, like teacher Ladia Nebli, who participated in rallies against the regime in downtown Tunis with her husband and three daughters. Nebli said that of course women were beside men in the demonstrations. They wanted freedom after more than two decades of authoritarian rule. Tunisia's women have been beside men in many other ways, starting with the fight for independence from France more than half a century ago. Many, like reporter Samar Nagida, are proud of their role.
Women in Tunisia, they have more rights than any women else in the whole Arab region and the whole Middle East region. They are allowed to vote. They are allowed to have cars, not like Saudi Arabia, first of all. They have rights in the parliament, like about more than 25% of the parliament, the lower house, House of Deputies, is made out of women.
Now, Tunisian women are searching for their place in this new post-Ben Ali landscape. Some fear the reemergence of the once banned El Nada Islamist Party. The party's leader, Rachid Ghannouchi, argues he has no intention of imposing his beliefs on Tunisians. But women like Faten Abdelkefi, a 33-year-old mother of three and a major participant in the Facebook revolt that drove Ben Ali from power, were out in force demonstrating against his return late last month. Abdelkefi says Tunisian women are concerned they may lose the rights they gained if El Nada emerges as a major political force. But others, like Nagida, note that championing women's rights also served as a pretext to give legitimacy to Ben Ali's staunchly secular but undemocratic regime.
It was, in a way or another, helping Ben Ali, especially when it comes to women, because he was fighting Islamists by taking off a women's veil, for example.
With elections expected within 6 months, women are now considering what part they will play in the political process. Blogger Abdelkefi says women were so worried about the Islamists returning, they paid less attention to their place in the current interim government, where only two of the 23 ministers are women. Not one of the 24 newly named governors is a woman. Abdelkefi suggests one long-standing group, the Tunisian Association of Democratic Women, could be reshaped into a political party. Abdelkefi is also keeping an eye on women in other Arab countries, now roiled with their own anti-government protests. She says she has been cheering on her counterparts in Egypt, who helped drive longtime President Hosni Mubarak from office on Friday. Lisa Bryant for VOA News, Tunis.